That hot out of the parking lot from the Dude Tour, Chris Cote is here with Todd Richards. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast, the Monday Mass. We've been on vacation from this podcast all of June.
We are putting the ass back in.
How good was it to have a June off of the Monday Mass? This hard, probably the hardest working podcasters on the planet. We got to take time off.
I didn't have June off.
Did you do a Monday Mass in June?
No.
I'm talking about this job here. Oh. This high-paying, incredible job.
I guess we haven't done this in a while.
We have not, but we're welcoming ourselves back.
So do we talk about anything that happened in the past, or is it all...
You know what? We would be here forever, and we've been talking about action all weekend.
Action sports.
So the last thing we want to do is go ramble on and on. So this is going to be a tight... concise, awesome show.
But before we go tight, can we go a little broad spectrum?
Yeah, but hold on.
What?
Wait for this. Monday Mass, July 2nd, 2018. New sponsors, old sponsors, coming back. They couldn't get enough. We want to thank Active Skin Repair. That's right. Active Skin Repair is back as a sponsor for the Monday Mass. This is a product I can get behind, Todd. This is a true story. Had a friend come over yesterday.
A female friend,
she was so sunburnt, she fell asleep on the beach, and she got burnt. I'm talking purple burnt. And I just happened to have Active Skin Repair at my house in gel form, so what did I do? Slathered her back and legs. This is true. She was burnt. I was helping her. Active Skin Repair, immediate relief. She felt nice and cool, calm and collected. And, you know, I followed up with her after that procedure.
Right.
She said today feels so much better.
Active, you repaired her skin.
I repaired her skin. Active Skin Repair is good for cuts, burns, bug bites, any kind of skin irritation. And I'm telling you, it works. We don't allow sponsors on the show unless they work. And this stuff works. I would cut you right now and just, then put it on to prove it.
Actively repair me?
Yeah. Next show we'll do that.
Okay, we'll just cut each other.
Follow at BLDGActive on Instagram or go to BLDGActive.com.
BLDG. What does that stand for?
Active Skin Repair.
What's the BLDG?
They invented it.
Oh, that's the company that invented it.
Yeah. They're the best. Thank you. Welcome back. And also, Todd, you're going to love this.
Oh.
You're going to love this. We've partnered up with our friends at Life at Sea. Life at Sea is a company that they make stickers, they make keychains, they make all kinds of awesome stuff. It's Chachkis. A homie, Tim Ward, from Santa Cruz. He used to be an illustrator at Transworld Surf. So him, Dave Nelson, legendary photographer, Nelly's Magic Moments. Life at Sea, basically, they're just doing this out of the kindness and love of aerial surfing. They're putting up $20,000 for the 2018 Planetary Punt. Get this. You go out there, you do a big air, you submit it at lifeatsea.com. You could win $20,000.
Can you do it in a wave pool?
A good question. I believe so.
Wow.
Anything goes. Last year, Noah Waggy won. With a massive, perfect frontside punt. He won 10 grand. Life at Sea has bumped it up.
That's
20
good.
Grand.
We should do one.
For no reason other than they love to see big airs. They want to push the progression of airs. Stop playing with that zip
but
tie.
But we should do one too.
Let's do them.
But I'm not going to give money away though.
Oh, well if you want to...
Why don't we give some Active Skin Repair?
Okay, we're going to throw in Active Skin Repair to the Planetary Punt prize purse.
No, we do our own.
Oh. Well, we have a sponsor for an air contest.
Massive Air.
We'll see. Okay, maybe
the runner-up.
Did I just hijack
your sponsor plug?
Todd, you're defeating the purpose here. The Planetary Punt is what we're pushing. Because we want to see someone win $20,000 for doing a big air. You get it?
Yep.
Follow them at Life at Sea. So those are our two new, old, awesome sponsors returning. Active Skin Repair, Life at Sea, and we'll be... updating you. We're kind of like, I guess, honorary judges. I just made us that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to the team. And well, clear that, of course, with Life at Sea to make sure that's okay. I'm sure they won't mind.
That's pretty amazing. They're going to give a bunch of money. 20 grand.
20 grand.
You can do a lot with 20 grand.
Speak into the mic, Todd. You've been talking professionally all weekend.
You can do it. Okay, can we just talk about that
for a second? But let's get to the show.
More? Okay.
Let's get to the show. The real show. This is the Monday Mast. Chris Cote and Todd Richards, a.k.a. the Monday Mast with Chris Todd.
Make sure when you bring the music on, though, it doesn't go super loud because it always comes over our voices right here.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. I got a brand new Chris Cote solo track that just dropped yesterday to debut right here. This song's called Would, and it's about decision making. I would. There's a game that we like to play in a group or by yourself called I Would. We walk really here. Skate News is brought to you by Quincy Woodwright Skateboards. This is USA Wood featuring that Michigan pop.
Did you bring that cruiser for me?
I have a football shape for you at my house.
Okay, cool.
I'm riding the football shape right now. It's amazing. I love it. And I'm not just saying that. I've ridden all kinds of wood. What do you think of that Michigan pop?
I like it. I haven't ridden it yet.
The wood, theoretically,
it's great.
The wood is grown, sustainably harvested, shaped, glued, all that stuff right in Houghton, Michigan. So that's USA Wood for you. Quincy Woodwrights. Follow them at quincywoodwrights.com. Now we can get into it.
Welcome to the 2018 summer. Dude. Oh my God, dude. Shoot me. Okay, I've just...
Let's use your announcer voice.
Okay, it's been brought to my attention by myself and by my friends that I cannot help going into like announcer voice.
Back it up. We just
commentated the Dew Tour, which happened this weekend in Long Beach, California. The 2018 Summer Dew Tour.
Look, you built started, by Mountain Dew. You went right
did
back
it
into
go
it.
Into it? See, I'm trying to figure out what it is. Because they won't let you just talk. Into it. They won't let you just talk on TV. Like, I have to be an air traffic controller. I got to try to land the plane, get everyone hyped up. You just joined us for the craziest action ever. And then I listen to, like, Corey. I was browsing through Instagram this morning.
Yeah.
And Corey Juneau's part, I think it was on, like, the Creature Instagram. And I'm listening to it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I fucking hate this guy.
But that's, you have to over-exaggerate it a little bit for TV.
I don't think I need to do it as much as I do it.
Maybe next time go 80%.
I'm going to go 80%.
You did not sound like that at the Olympics.
No. I drank a lot of coffee yesterday. I think that has a lot to do with it.
I really got into the Dew lifestyle. I drank so much Dew.
You know, the crazy thing is like, when someone lands a crazy run and then you get like super hyped, that's when it happens.
Yeah.
The men's final yesterday in the Pro Bowl comp, Neil Hendricks and I were in the booth talking about skateboarding. And it was so, the first run was so back-to-back nutsness. Like, there was just no one...
Nuts to nuts.
It was nuts to butts all the way through the first run. And
announcer voice.
Yeah, I was selling used cars.
That's fine. I enjoyed it. Let's go from the very beginning. This is your official Monday Mast Dew Tour...
Wrap up.
Okay, it started with... Well, there was practices. There was women's AM, men's AM. There was an event called Girls Who Ride, and Bella Kenworthy won that. That was a park contest. Bella Kenworthy.
She rips, man.
Daughter of another legendary photographer, Jason Kenworthy, also the dude that made a bunch of the best Lost videos, including Voluptuous, one of my all-time favorites.
I hung with him last week. You're going to take my... I'm fiddling with something over here.
Fidgeter.
I hung with those guys last week, with Bella and her dad. And they're cool people. And you see Bella's just like the cutest little thing ever. And she's like, what, like 11?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Rips.
But she just is so good on a skateboard and a surfboard. I'm a huge fan.
Part of the Pink Helmet Posse as well.
Yeah. I think, did she start it? Was she the founding
one
member?
Of the founders, yeah. And then from there, keep it on the female tip. Awesome to see women included in Dew Tour this year. And I think it happened before in some old Dew Tours, but this was the first year where it was just like, bam, women were not any kind of side thing. It was men's and women's.
And the crowd was huge for the women's event, and it's rad to see, and women's skateboarding is at a level now where it's just crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday's final was nuts. Everyone was going nuts in the bowl.
Women's park final, Nicole House. It was actually a girl from right here in Encinitas who was in the lead the entire time. Mm-hmm. Bryce Wetstein, mm-hmm. easily the most improved skateboarder from 2017 to 2018, but power skating, raw, kind of like Pacific Northwest concrete chomping style from Nicole House.
Or Midwest, because she's from the Midwest.
Minneapolis?
Somewhere.
Minnesota?
Somewhere.
She's not, yeah. She lives in Oceanside now.
We
can
cheese.
Say, yeah, we can say she's from Oceanside.
She ripped it. Did a whole bunch of crazy lines. Huge frontside air. Did an invert. Did, let's see, ollie, backside ollie.
Cab nose grab,
yep. She did pretty much everything. And then, you know, there were some highlight moments from other people as well. Nora started a runoff with a kickflip backside disaster. And then,
which is insane.
It is crazy. And Nora was kind of fighting food poisoning.
Yeah, yesterday, one of a couple people.
Yeah, she had the oops poops for about 2 days, and then
she was touching her stomach, and yeah. It's always scary if you when someone is dealing with something like that, if you see them slam.
Oh yeah.
Because that could be messy.
Just
bad.
Chocolate soup. That's just bad. Anyway.
Pudding.
She killed it, and then who else did really well?
Jordan Barrett.
Yeah.
Jordan Barrett. Good.
So it was a great weekend for people that transplanted to North County, California, San Diego.
Women have progressed faster in skating than men in the last 4 years.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easily.
That's an easy one. Watch the replay of that. It'll make you want to skate. Women's street, it was Pamela Rosa dressed in all white with cute little glasses and a white hat. I mean, white head to toe. Didn't get any stains on her because she didn't fall.
Yeah, she was pretty solid. And it was a insane final to watch, too, because I kind of thought that it was Leticia's contest to lose.
Yeah.
And it looked like that all the way through until like one or two tricks at the end. Pamela took it out.
Have you ever skated in stretch pants?
No.
It looks like it actually is very functional.
You know, there's a lot of things that make a lot of sense just comfort-wise that are just not socially accepted. But I think things are changing.
I'd like to see you skateboard in stretch pants. To the men's side of things, so we saw Nicole House take out Women's Park. Pamela Rosa took Women's Street. Men's Street was so fun to watch. Men's Street Pro. Men's Am Street, Chris Cookie Dough Colburn was kind of obviously the standout. Super mm-hmm. fun to watch. Other than that, the Am's kind of lackluster. But the Pros went in. They went buck.
Yeah. And Yuto Hiragomi coming out of Japan. And he is an absolute contest machine.
Sickest style.
Sick style. He rides away from tricks like he's just deep in thought somewhere else.
I almost equate it to like Jerry Sue without the temper. Right? I mean, when you skate like that with your arms down, you know, it's almost like a winning. Brian Wenning meets Jerry Sue.
You know what he looks
super consistent.
He reminds me of, like, in Arrested Development when Michael Cera's character would always kind of walk away like bummed, and they would play the Charlie Brown theme. Like that's if you played that after Yuto Hiragomi landed all of his tricks, like wee 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 wee, like that's how he rides in between his tricks. He looks just so like looking at his feet, like man.
He's one of those dudes where when you see him skate, you just go, I wish. I could have 5% of that style.
Yeah, just
the... Sometimes I just have a little some of it.
The self-confidence to be able to land anything that you screw your feet into your board to do.
Yeah, and I love his... he does a lot of gnarly, kind of like gnarly, hard way type of grinds.
Oh, over the rail. And the gnarly, like he gnarly backside 360 the hard way over the rail
yeah.
to board slide was crazy. And then he tried to do it to nose slide.
He does a lot of cool tricks like that. And did you hear my nickname for him?
No.
Not a lot.
Oh, wait, I did. Tony Yuto?
No, you Tony Hakagomi. Nobody cares about it. I thought it's a good nickname. Corey Juno, a.k.a. the Sleepy Turtle. Dude.
Oh.
Front board. It's all about the front board around the corner for me. Best trick.
It is, and he covers, I think he probably slides about 13 coping blocks.
Yeah.
Corey. And then the one that he did on his winning run yesterday, he stopped dead and somehow, like, grabbed his nose and like almost like layback aired in off of the coping. It was crazy. And then he just went ham steaks after that. Big frontside flip on the mellow bank and then crazy nose grind that he stood up on, and then he just, that kid's a 100-mile-an-hour maniac of skateboarding.
He's so fun to watch. Another dude that you just wish, like, can I just have, like, a small part of that style? Huge frontside flips. Corey Juno, always a threat to win. Other standouts in men's pro park, a.k.a. bull thing. Tristan Rennie.
Tristan Rennie was great.
Ripping. Oscar Rosenberg Halberg.
Haymana Reynolds killed it after giving himself a concussion basically the day before, but they cleared him.
Yeah.
Chipped a tooth and went in there and ripped it. Who else?
Wait, who got
there?
Second?
It's really, I don't know.
I know Sargente skated pretty good. I mean, everybody ripped. Oh, and you have to say congrats, giant shout out, podcast out to our homie, Skate Bacon Beast.
Yep.
Gavin Bucker. He won the Am Park contest. He's 11 years old.
Yeah, Gavin killed it.
Shredding.
He absolutely skated really, really, really well. He doesn't have the pump that some of the bigger guys have just because of the weight.
He's 11 and he's 3 feet tall.
But he still goes like head high on 540s.
Love that kid. What else? Okay, so I guess overall, you know, that's kind of the results.
Oh, Team Blind.
Team Blind with a 3-peat.
Team Challenge won again. Bill Weiss was hyped.
Mickey Papa, MVP, for sure.
Trey Wood came back from his bout of food poisoning to rip it in the bowl.
When you're sliding in the park and you hear something bark, diarrhea. No, when you're skating in the park.
And your pants are full of foam.
This is new. This is, yeah. When you're skating in the park and you hear something bark, diarrhea.
When you're sliding on the lip and your pants.
This is, yeah. We're professionals here.
Diarrhea.
I like this. Overall takeaways. So, Dew Tour, inherently speaking, is basically a parking lot party. The public is invited to skate. All the public parks were super fun. The pro parks were really cool looking. California Skate Park made those and they were awesome. But I love this event. It's just wild and it's kind of like there's skateboarders took over.
It's different now. It's different now than it used to be. It used to be very much kind of like a sporting event.
Yeah.
Now it's more like a celebration of what skateboarding is. And it seems like, you know, everyone is there to support skateboarding and there's like art exhibits and, you know, terrible announcing was notwithstanding, it was a really good time.
Love and Guts.
Yeah. Everyone that's a part of it skates.
Love and Guts Jam. And another cool part that I saw, there was, you know, there's tons of logos and sponsors and all that and whatever. Everyone was getting free stuff, which is cool. I did not see one security guard tell a kid, stop skating right here.
That's the way you do it.
It was that once you got in the gates, it was a free for all, which I love. So
and the kids could skate. They opened up the street course.
Yeah.
To the kids that came in, it was great. Like it's you never see that. You don't see that at like the X Games or
yeah.
You know, even at some of these park contests. Even though, you know, the park contests are sometimes held at public skate parks, but they're not really inviting the public to come and skateboard.
It was very inclusive.
Very cool. I liked it.
And I had so many Otter Pops, so thank you to Otter Pop.
Hold on, Chris. I have to take this call.
Okay, you got to take a call. Todd's taking a call. I'm going to hit pause. Hello? What the... Yes, we're going again. What was that about? You're picking up an Audi or something?
I have to give it back.
You're giving Audi back an Audi.
See, I got this thing with Audi. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you got an Audi boner.
Highly recommend it. They let me borrow cars, and then I have to coordinate to give them back.
Yeah. I have to give a BMW back. Oh, I'm not talking about, like, German engineering battles here. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to skateboarding.
WPP.
Couple notable things happening here. Oh, wait. Coming up in more skate contest news, we got X Games coming up.
We do.
And we also have Vans Park Series heading to Vancouver.
Yep.
I will be there. Will you be at X Games?
No.
I will be at Vans Park Series.
I've got to do a vert. There's a vert contest coming up. Nitro World Games vert comp.
Okay.
We'll be going down here pretty soon.
Well, we'll be expecting reports from all of that. X Games is coming. Vans Park Series is coming. Vans Park Series is, to me, probably the most
you have, that
fun
is the
to
dream
watch.
Job.
That is the dream job.
And do you skate Hastings when you go there, or do you got to kind of cruise around and skate the other parks in Vancouver when you
skate
guys
Hastings a little bit before the contest starts? Mm-hmm. That park is gnarly.
It is gnarly. It's very rough.
It's very rough, and there's hidden waterfalls. It's scary.
What about the other park, like the legendary park where Chris Miller had his cover shot.
Salen.
Yeah, Salen Park.
I make a point to skate Salen every time. It's a giant snake run. It's from the 70s. It's amazing.
You do not want
to
fall.
Do not want to fall. But what you do want to do when you go to Vancouver is hang out with Sluggo.
Yep.
Hang out with Riley Bolin.
You can hang out with Sluggo's brother, Dave.
Any of the Red Dragons. You want to throw them Red Dragon signs.
Moses.
I saw Moses at Conan last time I was
there.
Yeah, it was sick.
That's rad.
So follow at Vans Park Series. That's coming right up. Other things for you to watch. CJ Collins, Indie Raw Ams part. CJ is gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
Really fun to watch. Lean back a little bit. Come here.
Okay.
I want to tell you, Alyssa Steamer is back on Baker.
I saw that last week.
Love
Just
Alyssa
got a board
Steamer.
On Baker again.
Other pro news, Alien Workshop turned Frankie Spears pro. I'm an Alien Workshop fan.
Oh, wait. Clay Kreiner's on Blood Wizard.
Clay Kreiner's on Blood Wizard?
Mm-hmm.
Love Clay Kreiner.
I heard that this weekend. I love Blood Wizard.
Dude. Clay and Wizard. Clay is a wizard, and every time I see him, he's bloody. He gave me a high five at Detour, and right as our hands were about to touch, it was just like he had put his hand on a cheese grater, high five, and there was literally like blood spurt.
The wizard.
Yeah. So
I think it's Clay Kreiner. I'm pretty sure it is.
Well, you better.
I'm gonna.
This is factual.
I know.
Better get your facts straight.
You keep talking. I'm almost positive Clay's on Blood Wizard now.
8 days. 8 days till King of the Road hits Viceland.com. I'm so excited about that. It's one of my favorite shows on TV. I go Game of Thrones, Westworld, Rick and Morty, King of the Road.
I haven't gotten it. The Rick and Morty, I'm just starting to wade into that.
You better get in. You better jump all the way in.
King of the Road, I can't wait.
King of the Road starts July 10th. And
where is it? Oh, no, wait, excuse me. It's not Clay Kreiner. It's Tristan Rennie.
Tristan Rennie is on Blood Wizard.
Tristan Rennie's on Blood Wizard. I knew it. Clay is on Madness Skateboards.
Okay.
But Tristan Rennie is now on Blood Wizard.
Hell yes. Okay. I like it.
I had to phone a friend.
Phoned a friend. So that's all cleared up.
Yep.
Yes, and I think we'll have Michael Burnett from Thrasher Magazine talk about...
He's going to be on the podcast?
Yeah. He's been on the podcast before.
He has?
Burnett, dude.
Like in
Burnett.
Here? Or just called in?
No, he calls in.
No, we should get him
in
here.
I don't make him come in.
Why?
I make
him... Mike is... He has the best stories.
We should... Okay, Mike, calling you into action next episode. Other skate news. Thomas Campbell has a new 16mm skate film coming out called Ye Old Destruction. 6 years in the making. And it's all on 16mm film, which is very expensive. It's like $375 a minute or something like that.
Because it's on 16?
16 mil. You will see... I mean, it is beautiful. And Thomas Campbell's films are always... just the best. So here's what you can do. He's been doing something really cool. He's been having his friends who just happen to be just these amazing artists, like, you know, the list goes on and on. It's a crazy list. Go to @umyeaharts, and Thomas is raising money by selling these crazy art pieces that are done on skateboards. It's really cool. Be part of the production team to make this film. You're gonna love it. So Thomas Campbell's new film, Ye Old Destruction, coming soon. Follow at @umyeaharts for more. What other skate news do you have? Anything? I mean, we kind of did a lot.
I don't know. There's kind of all kinds of skate news happening.
There will be more stuff happening soon. But that's a good... Look, we've been on break for a month. We don't want to just come back into this and
just go overboard. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff that happened. If you want to find out about it, go on the internet. That skate news on Frequency Road Rides. There's a game you like to play in a group or by yourself. It's called I Would. Cause I would. When you're walking down the street, you see the girl that you want to touch, you better say I would. Todd Richards. The news is brought to you by Tori Holistics. At Tori Holistics is the spot to go for, you know, if you're into the hippie lettuce, if you like to, you know, get on that dank, or if you're like us, Todd and I, you like CBD products.
That's right. You can go there and you can get your rubs, your balms, your salves, your oils.
Yes.
You don't have to.
I'm a huge CBD believer.
You don't have to take the pot, but you can reap the benefits of it.
Yeah, and a lot of people ask, what does CBD do? What does it feel like? And they said, all it does is just you feel a little less stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
You feel the next morning, notably, you feel less inflamed. It's a flame down.
It is a flame down.
Anti-inflammatory, anti-anxiety. Right. You sleep better, too.
If you take CBD products, they will help you out. You will not grow white guy dreadlocks if you are a Caucasian man.
You will not,
these are all myths.
You will not immediately pin a Bob Marley flag up in your room.
No.
No.
These things don't happen in real life.
No.
It's fantastic.
When I used to smoke, though, I remember I realized that I was getting to a stoner point when I went out of my way to go and actually physically buy a Bob Marley flag for my wall.
You were that into it?
I was that into it.
See, I never
it
really,
tricks you, man.
I never really understood that whole thing. Like, it's kind of like, is it a thing? Is it like skating? Like when you kind of get into it, all of a sudden you start using words like nugs and dank?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where you, when you get into it, you kind of get under its spell.
Yeah, but do you do that with like booze?
I mean, some people do. You know, you go to houses and they like collect the bottles that they've drank. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a weird culture.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing.
Get into it. The CBDs.
CBD is
don't
great.
Do drugs. This is legal though.
Stay off the...
But I digress. This is a cool story, Todd. This is really fun. A friend of ours, a ripping snowboarder, Brock Crouch, awesome dude, almost died. At the end of this winter.
Yeah, it was like in April or something like that.
Avalanche. You tell me what happened.
Brock Crouch kind of ragdolled down some cliff, got caught in an avalanche, got dragged through some rocks, and then thrown off a cliff and basically had half a mountainside land on top of him.
His teeth all got knocked out, broken ribs, broken back, all this crazy shit happened, but recovery is happening. I actually ran into Brock Crouch in the parking lot at our local surf spot just the other day.
Is he surfing? He's not surfing again.
He's not surfing, but he's swimming. He's getting back at it. So I had the chance to interview him. This was a couple weeks ago, but we've been gone. So this is me... this is Brock Crouch and I. I'm trying to be grammatically correct. Brock Crouch and I, quick interview in the parking lot, Seaside Reef. So hyped to see Brock up and at him. Brock Crouch in the flesh, alive and getting well. Alive and well. Dude, the comeback path is real, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I have always looked up to, like, Mark and all those guys that get injured and come back so strong, and it is pretty crazy to think that I'm kind of in that boat now, but it's sunny, June gloom's gone, we're cruising at Seaside, back again, I'm alive, and I'm the luckiest kid on this earth right now, and yeah, had a back appointment 4 days ago, and it was my 6-week x-ray checkup, and he said everything looks insane. Possibly, hopefully back in the water by the end of summer.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we'll be snowboarding in October, so things are good.
Nice. So give me the laundry list of injuries that you're coming back from right now.
Luckily, nothing too big. I broke the whole entire bone that your teeth connect to above, so I had a surgery for my teeth right when I got home. They had to put some new bone marrow in there. It's bonding, getting another surgery in 5 months to get some implants. And I have 3 broken vertebrae, so the T12, L2, and L3, and I lacerated my pancreas, but the pancreas is all good. Everything's pretty much all good. The main thing now is just the T12 had a pretty big chunk out of it. So, I don't know. He said the L2, L3 are pretty good. They're almost like not fully back, but they're good. And the T12, he said, looks insane. And I made it 6 weeks because the first time he told me that, all right, you could still get paralyzed if you do anything stupid the next 6 weeks. And I was like, all right, I'm going to sit on my couch and not get paralyzed. But, yeah.
So, I guess a lot of people are asking, how do you feel? So, how do you feel right now?
I'm happy. Ronnie just got up. Got a haircut yesterday. I'm a new man. No, I'm just stoked. I'm like... It's pretty crazy that until something like that happens to you, or if you ever got in like a big car crash, I feel like you would really realize like how lucky we are to be doing what we get to do every day. And yeah, there's some times that you're like, oh, this kind of sucks, but no, I'm just stoked to be here. And that's what I've kind of said, and if you've seen any interviews, it's probably what you're gonna see till the day I die. Like, I'm just so lucky to be here. And big shout out to John Jay and Mark Tremblay, Cam Fitzpatrick, and Sheen, our guide, and the heli pilot, and everyone that was there, and Justin for just letting me go up on that film trip. It didn't end well, but yeah, it was sick.
Dude, so good to see you, brother.
Yeah.
Brock Crouch is back.
Brock Crouch.
Walking around. The injuries sounded heavy, so
Brock and roll.
So happy that Brock is doing good, feeling better, getting back at it. I saw Red Gerard at Due Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Did a quick interview with him. That was super fun. I didn't record it, but he's awesome.
You just asked him questions.
Well, it was on the broadcast.
Oh.
This is just of note, Snow News. Okay. I also saw Chloe Kim, and I did get a picture with her. Jagger Eaton took the picture, and when I walked over there, I was like, yo, let me get a photo. And Jagger's like, okay. And I'm like,
not you.
Handing him the camera. And he took a picture of Chloe and I.
That's actually really funny.
Yeah. So thank you, Jagger. She's so rad. She's a full skate fan.
Of course.
Which is awesome.
Let's see, what else for Snow News? We have the Drinkwater Rat Race coming up at Mount Hood in about 2 weeks. I think it's around
the 50th. What is that?
It's, okay, so Drinkwater is a foundation that basically started from Brian Fox, Austin Smith, Curtis Cizik, and God, I forget who else is part of that, but it's kind of a thing where they're trying to basically encourage kids not to drink energy drinks and to just drink water, and to help bring water to places that don't have clean water. And
that's cool.
It is really cool. It's a really cool thing. They have like their little posse, and they have a really huge following. You've seen the logos everywhere. And they do a race where the proceeds are donated to, I think it's not Waste for Water, but it's definitely
providing clean drinking water.
Providing clean drinking water. So it's cool, and it's like a bank slalom event that happens up at Mount Hood. The who's who of snowboarding is there in attendance. You can see anyone from your Terry Hawkinsons to your Travis Rices to young up-and-comers, and they're all there, and everyone's having a good time, and it's more about just yelling at your friends going down a bank slalom course.
Are you in it?
I'm going to be there this year.
Do you compete?
I haven't for the past couple of years. I did a couple of years ago. I always seem to have, like, there's always something going on during the rat race, but this year I'm going to make it up there.
Will you give us a full report from the mountain from rat race?
I will call in from the lift.
That will be wonderful.
So there's that going on.
Cascade Snowboard Camp is still happening.
Snowboard Camp is kicking right now. The Wendell's Cascade deal is in full effect up there at Hood. And I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I have to mention this. Snowboarding community lost a pretty major player, young upstart named Dylan Ojo this weekend. He was on the come up. He riding for Vans, had a great part in the Vans Landline movie, and it's just super sad. So a lot of thoughts and prayers, and just, you know, hug your bros and make sure you tell the people that you love around you that you really love them, because you might not get the chance tomorrow.
It's
just good life.
It's the best thing that you can do, and it will make some of your friends trip out, but in a good way. If you look at your phone and you just start texting and or calling some friends that you maybe haven't talked to in a little while, or even friends that you talk to every, like, hey, Todd,
I love
what you do.
Thanks, man.
You're an awesome person, and I really appreciate your friendship.
Well, it's a great thing to reach out to people and do that, and it's because you just never know.
Yeah.
Life is a very fragile thing, and, you know, not to keep going down this, but because I'm sure, you know, Dylan was always had a smile on his face, so I don't want to bring everyone down here, but just remember him and remember the smile that Dylan brought to snowboarding, and out there and have a Corona.
You know what? And watch, celebrate his accomplishments.
Yep.
You know, go and watch his videos. I know on all the snow websites, there's stuff up now. The Van Snow video, like you said, has some insane writing from Dylan. So celebrate his legacy. share his videos, you know, share the love. And of course, like Todd said, you know, it's okay to reach out to all of your friends and just tell them you love them and family, whatever.
Just, yeah.
It's a reminder. Something like this is always a reminder.
It's not weird at all.
No. Spread love.
So,
and positivity.
And another uplifting note, the snow is falling down in the Southern Hemisphere.
Oh.
And all those resorts just opened up about a week and a half ago, and it's kicking.
Give me three places that you can go if you are in, if you're not, well, let's say from LAX or San Diego.
Where can you go from San Diego?
Where can you go to snowboard during our summer?
Where I like to go is, and I've had tons of fun, I fly into Queenstown because you can't go.
New Zealand?
In New Zealand. Okay. You can't go wrong in New Zealand.
Right.
You can't. Like,
best
you,
place ever.
It's so fun there. So you fly into Auckland, maybe do a day in Auckland, then bust over to Queenstown, or, you know, maybe even fly to Christchurch and go skate, and then you can go snowboard, and then if you have a good wetsuit, you can go surfing.
New Zealand's the best.
It's rad, man. New Zealand's... I went there on a family trip a couple of years ago, because I've always gone on, like, snowboard excursions where there's like an agenda and an itinerary,
and you have to bring home
right
results.
We got to come home with stuff. But I went with my family, and we just went on a sightseeing trip there, and we just went surfing, and it's the best place.
I agree.
Ever.
We should get a New Zealand Tourism Board sponsorship for the Monday Mass.
That'd be cool, and then we could go there.
We could go there as much as we want. Also, you know what I've seen is Woodward Tahoe.
Yep, Woodward Tahoe's kicking, and also
it's still,
Woodward
you
Copper.
You can still snowboard at Woodward Tahoe and Woodward Copper.
Well, yeah, and both of these places are also skate camps in the summertime, too. But Woodward Copper has a great snowboard park up there. It's the hours of it are pretty short, though. You basically have to get on it before 11 o'clock, or else it turns into a snow cone and you can't ride it anymore. It gets so sticky and slushy. But
that's Dawn Patrol snowboarding and afternoon skateboarding.
DP.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's good. So there is snow to be had. You can go to the Southern Hemisphere, or you can ferret it out in Mount Hood, or maybe even go up to Whistler and ride there on the glaciers. You can definitely get after.
I wouldn't doubt it if you were in San Diego or LA or something. If you drove to Mammoth right now, you could ride something.
You could get your patch on. There's a patch up there you could get into.
A little patch. Hey, I like a little patch.
Just get the patch.
I like a little patch. Anything else for snow news? I can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything right now.
But there's snowboarding happening. Planetary Punt, the life at sea, Planetary Punt, anywhere in the ocean or the sea is fair game. That maybe that's the fine print. I don't know. We'll have to look at the rules and see if you can do it in a wave pool. But anyway, go to @lifeatsea on Instagram and go to lifeatsea.com to get more news on how to win $20,000 just by doing an air. Big air, small air, technical air. Anyone can win. Anyone in the world. Pro, am, whatever.
Like you don't care.
All right, let's get into surf news. All right now, the Corona J-Bay Open is happening.
Watched
at Jeffrey's Bay.
Watched
men's and women's.
Watched a little.
So, big news is coming out of this. Kelly Slater announced that next year will be his last year on tour, but at the J-Bay contest...
Wait. Before we give any more news, Kelly Slater has announced his retirement like 4 times so far.
We'll see. I think the last time he talked about retirement, he said he was going to wait to try to be in the Olympics and maybe retire there. But either way, he said he will be retiring next year. But then the guy this year retiring, this is
big news.
I mean, we'll, of course, when Kelly retires, that's going to be the biggest news. But the biggest news right now in the retirement world is Joel Parkinson retiring. Why?
That's a bummer.
So
that means he's just done, like after this event, or he's going to continue this season.
Oh, that's a good... I think he's done after this event.
He's just done after this event.
He's like, I'm over it.
Horse shit. We have Chopu coming up.
Maybe he'll do that.
Yeah.
Maybe he announced his retirement and then that's effective at the end of the year.
Right.
But either way, I think... I never wanted Parko to retire. He's got pretty much my favorite style of anyone on tour.
He's casual. Casual awesomeness.
And then that will pretty much mark the end of the big three. Parko.
Fanning.
Fanning. I guess Dean Morrison was, but Parco and Fanning, the two kind of like stalwart Australian mm-hmm. surfers. So that's pretty, I mean.
Wow, changing of the guard.
I wouldn't, you know, I would love to see is Mick Fanning and Joel Parkinson now on surf trips, surfing perfect waves. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
So congratulations, Joel Parkinson. What can you say? The dude is the best. The one of the most stylish surfers to ever do it. I wish he was a goofy footer because that would just make it that much better. But Parco's retiring. Watch Parco videos today. News coming out of Olympic surfing world.
Heard about this.
And I'm hoping, you know, my goal, Todd, is to work with you at the Olympics in 2020.
I just want to go, look, it's not even that important.
Wait, what, me working, it's not important?
No, that's cool. I just want to go to the wave pool. Olympics, Schmimpics. Oh, did we even talk about that yet?
Well, that's the big announcement, okay, yeah. Is Olympic surfing now will be done in a wave pool. Notably.
Wait a minute. I don't think they actually said that it will be done in the wave pool. They said that they were building one in Chiba.
So maybe
or
I just.
Kelly's wave pool.
This was from Beach Grit, so you never know.
Horse grit.
We think the Olympic surfing will be done in a wave. They've already said it one way, and now it's being said the other way. Until the Olympics send out the official press release, I guess. But we think it will happen in the Surf Ranch wave pool, the KS Waveco system.
Right.
But then another announcement said that USA Surfing is naming the BSR wave pool, the American Wave Machines, the BSR Cable Park American Wave Machine Wave.
Waco Wave.
The perfect swell wave pool in Waco, Texas, will be the official training center for the U.S. Olympic surfers.
So they will go to Waco and train?
I guess. For the 2020 Olympic Games. It seems like it's a long way away, but it's actually coming in so hot.
It's
so
not long.
We better get all this together.
Not us. They need to get their shit together. I mean, I had heard very recently, I mean, this is pretty much common knowledge if you pay attention to this stuff, that they were saying no wave pool for the Olympics. We're going to do it in the ocean.
Yeah.
We're going to do it in Chiba.
I read that too.
And now this is what I've kind of gathered and you know, I don't know, beach grit, take it with a grain of sand, salt, whatever.
Or sand. This is a beach.
I heard that Kelly's building one in Chiba near the Olympic site, and they haven't really announced, like you said, they didn't announce yet that it's official that they are using it.
I want it to be in a wave pool so it can be controlled.
Right.
We're wave pool dudes. We love wave pools. We also love oceanic surfing.
Look, I just talked to some people the other day that just got back from the Waco. Who was there? Dama was there. And
Damien Hobgood
was there. I forget who else, some of the other people that were there, but someone came back and said that was one of the funnest waves I've ever surfed.
Oh yeah.
Period.
Nobody has come back from a wave pool disappointed, be it Surf Ranch, be it the American Wave Machine in Waco. I've never heard someone go, wasn't fun. Everybody.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and we are doing a session at the BSR Cable Park.
It'll happen.
We're coming. We're coming to Texas, and everyone's going to be
anyway, so
excited.
Anyway, so that's the scuttle. But it would be good because then maybe surfing wouldn't be like a three-minute highlight package in between men's diving and sailing or something. You know what I mean? At the Olympics? Because if it was being held in the ocean, there's no way that the television networks would dedicate solid amount of time to broadcasting that it would take to run a surf contest.
It would just be a shame if we're like, this is surfing, and it's two people sitting in the water waiting for waves. At least with the wave pool, I think it's fun to watch.
Yeah, you're
it's
looking at watching skill.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
And I think by now, there's new air sections at the Surf Ranch, so mm-hmm. we know that end section will be a super ramp. So We're still in the murk just a little bit as to what's happening with Olympic surfing, but I know this guy, and he knows people. You don't.
It's gonna be cool. Whatever it is.
It's gonna be awesome. In more competitive surfing news, Peterson Crisanto won the Bolido Pro QS 10,000. Jack Freestone got second. This is important because if you win or get second in a QS 10,000, you are well on your way to qualification. I would love to see Jack Freestone requalify.
It's so weird because I kind of didn't there's all these people that have been on tour, and then you're just like, oh, what happened to him? Mm-hmm. You just don't see him anymore. But it is true. Like, a lot of the heavies have to go back and yeah. fight to requalify.
Well, Jack Freestone concentrated on making a baby.
He made baby.
And Jack Freestone is father to baby to Alana Blanchard. Good times. This is bro news. Loose Towels has a commemorative towel
with
Surfer Magazine to mm-hmm. celebrate 60 years of publication. And anytime you want to drop those Loose Towels off to us, please feel free. We could do some more towel talks.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Let's do towel talks.
Now this is,
throw in the towel? Like if you're like not that good.
Giving it up.
Yeah, you just give it up.
Throw in the towel.
This is the Loose Throw in the Towel Award. So you're actually retiring people.
We're throwing towels at them.
Throw in the towel.
And it's more than just a physical thing. It's also a statement.
That would actually be a rad surf contest. Like, it's almost like you're surfing and you get the shoulder tap when you're not cutting it.
Yeah.
Like, they just throw a towel at you.
I always thought a cool way to run an event would be do a jam session where you have 15 or 20 surfers in the water with a megaphone, and you start the timer, and it's kind of like the gong show. Like
yeah.
What you're saying.
Yeah, totally.
And you say, okay, Todd Richards, you're blowing it. Come in.
Yeah. All right, you've tried enough. So yeah. It's also embarrassing. You're done. It's embarrassing, and so you don't want to be embarrassed, and plus, yeah. That could be really fun.
Let's do it. The Monday Mass.
Throw in the towel.
Something. Presented by Loose.
I don't want to pay for it.
No, we're not paying for it. Speaking of paying for it, this is when being a pro surfer is its peak of radness. The World Surf League and Four Seasons Resort. Let me start that over. The World Surf League, and I was just going to ask if I could come commentate this, and I already screwed up the name. The Four Seasons Resort in the Maldives is excited to announce the return of the world's most luxurious surfing contest.
Oh, my God.
This is 5-star plus. A resort, you know those cabins that are over the water yeah. and the water's blue? Yeah. That's the Maldives.
Yeah.
Maldives. And there's a surf contest there on August 7th. Josh Kerr's in it. Freddie P's in it.
So it's like it's an invite only?
It's an invite specialty event. They ride a single fin, a twin fin, and a tri fin. Oh, and they get absolutely pampered. And if you need announcers, I know two people. We could do the Monday Mass from out on one of those things, the docks with
We'll even share a bug net.
We'll share a bungalow. Yeah, so that's just to make everyone hate them more because they get to go surf at the world's most luxurious surf contest. It's starting August 7th. Back to Jeffrey's Bay. Slater's in. John's out. Slater's back from injury, his first event of the year. He surfed on a 5-2, I think, in his first heat.
So it's official John is out with injury?
Well, he's not in J-Bay, I don't think. Should but I know
he
this?
He got hurt, though.
He got hurt. Ligament damage, I believe.
So it would make sense.
Yeah. I'm looking at this right here.
We're consulting a website. This
Here's who the standouts are. Kanoa Igarashi, Felipe Toledo, last year's winner, looking good again. Connor Coffin. I want Connor to win this contest, personally.
He's the coolest.
Wiggly Dantas has already eliminated Italo Ferreira in round two. A big upset for Italo Ferreira, who's sitting at third in the world. He went down. Crazy. Crazy stuff happening already. There's been no S-word talk yet. You know what S-word is?
Short.
Jay! Close.
But I watched it this morning, and it seems like the offshore winds are...
keeping the sharks away.
Yeah, it's blowing everything away, actually. It's howling there. Really hard to get into waves.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. That means power surfing will reign supreme. It'll keep things on the face of the wave.
Yep.
Current WCT rankings on the men's side, Julian Wilson still in the lead. Julian Wilson always does good at J-Bay. Mm-hmm. Felipe Toledo, still in it. Italo, number three, out. That could hurt Italo's mm-hmm. chances. Gabriel Medina's in fourth. Gabriel always does a good J-Bay, except for when he bounces on a wave. Like, you're bouncing. You're doing the Huntington Hop at J-Bay. Don't do that. No. Please.
Please, no.
William Cardoso, big surprise of the year, in fifth place right now.
Kung Fu Panda.
That's all going to change. Other notable rad, wild, weird surf things happening.
Oh, yeah, this is way cool.
Austin Keane.
Yeah.
First ever skim into the wave at the WSL Surf Ranch. Did you watch it on Instagram?
Yeah, I did. It's crazy.
Austin Keane rules.
You know what the sketchiest part to me is? Running along that slippery
It's
hell
slick.
Right
yeah,
there.
It's slick. So Austin Keen. Follow him on Instagram and watch his video. I love this dude. He's one of the best skimboarders in the world. Definitely the best at going far. Yeah, Austin really Keen 47. That's him on Instagram.
You know what? I'm kind of late to the party, kind of on this one, but I started watching all of Ben Gravy's things on
You're late to YouTube. The gravy party?
I followed him on Instagram, but I didn't go deep in. I like was binge watching Ben Gravy episodes the other day.
Binging Ben?
It was like the Game of Thrones.
With Ben. I've been a huge Ben Gravy fan day one.
So rad.
So welcome to the Ben Gravy party.
Thank you.
And that was a good...
It's called the Gravy Train.
Segue into more cool and interesting news. Oh yeah,
this is novelty news.
We were in Long Beach and we were there for Dew Tour, but happening next door was the Agenda Trade Show, which is like streetwear and sneakers and skateboards and cool stuff. But a sideshow of the sideshow to the sideshow was the homie, one of the best to ever do anything...
Kai Lenny.
So, if you've ever foiled, if you've ever seen a foil video, and I'll tell you firsthand, foiling is the hardest thing to do in the world. Kai Lenny does not need a wave, does not need a boat. He basically jumped into a pond in front of a hotel in Long Beach where there's a little, like,
a pond. I watched it.
It's a mini lake.
He, like, went, I mean, that lake is, I didn't think it was deep enough to have a foil in there.
I didn't know that you can just step onto a foil and start pumping and go.
I don't think normal people can.
Only Kai Lenny can do it. Mm-hmm. And if Kai Lenny can do it, most other people can't do it.
The crazy part was, is I literally thought that was like a scuzzy turtle pond. That was like maybe 3 feet deep.
No.
At the deepest.
Kai Lenny ripped it. And get this. I had a girl in my car and I was driving in the parking lot.
Was she in your trunk?
No. She was sitting shotgun. Okay. And we pull around the corner. I'm all, what's this dude doing in Long Beach packing a board bag with his shirt off? I pull up, it's Kai Lenny, and he's got his shirt off, and he's so handsome, and he's so nice, and he's got a perfect body, and the girl sitting next to me is like, oh, who's that? And I go, don't worry about him.
Stop.
Keep your eyes forward.
Eyes on the road.
So it was always good to see Kai Lenny, and if you haven't seen the Kai Lenny foiling video, he makes it look so easy, but trust us when we say it's so gnarly. I hate to end surf news on a sad note, you know, kind of just like we did with skate or with snow, but this is a sad thing happened in San Diego. A girl named Chloe Elizabeth Buckley passed away over the weekend. She was beloved by a lot of people have been posting about Chloe. Super sad, young, beautiful, vibrant, just amazing person. Passed away too soon. So our condolences, love, affection, all go out to the family of Chloe. It's just really heavy. So I hate to hear that happening.
It's crazy.
Another reason to reach out and tell the people you know that you love them. Even your enemies. Forgive your enemies. I forgave an enemy recently, and it freed up so much. It freed me up, and I feel good. So tell the people you know and love that you love them. Tell the people that you hate that you love them. Take hate out of
them.
Because
that'll make them even more bummed.
Yeah. You win.
Yeah, you win.
Yeah.
That's the easiest
Selfishly
way to win.
Speaking,
I love you.
You win. So yeah, that's our message. That's kind of the message of the day here on the Monday Mass. That was Surf News. We want to thank youonline.com for always helping promote, push, post the Monday Mass. All of our sponsors, Active Skin Repair, Quincy Woodwrights, The Planetary Punt, Baja Bound Insurance, need to mention. Yeah. BajaBound.com. Todd, are you going to drive your Audi into Tijuana anytime soon?
Hey Siri, should I drive my Audi to Tijuana soon?
Which app would you like to use?
We'd like to use the
Siri
Baja Bound app.
Siri doesn't know anything.
If you do drive your Audi to TJ for some beautiful food or wonderful times, get Baja Bound Insurance. BajaBound.com. And anything else you want to add, Todd Richards?
It's almost 4th of July.
80s heat.
80s heat's coming up.
If you listen to this before tomorrow.
Chris the DJ.
And, go buy Chris Cote solo music. I've got songs on iTunes and Spotify.
I'm not sure I understand.
Nobody understands, Siri. It's good stuff.
Hey, can I, let's take us out Dew Tour style.
You want to take us out Dew Tour style?
Yeah.
All right, Todd Richards, which this is, you know, this is kind of a big moment, Todd, because... this is our show now. Can I officially offer you a job?
Okay, can I have a job?
Todd, would you like a job as co-host of the Monday Mass?
Yes.
All right, you're hired.
Okay.
Now take us out with your Todd Richards announcer voice, Todd.
Okay, here we go.
All right, that wraps up the Monday Morning Mass here. On behalf of Chris Cote, I'm Todd Richardson. We'll see you next time from Encinitas, California.